Okay, today we are very privileged to be here with two ladies, I would say dynamic ladies, I would say really women of God, and I don't say that lightly because I hold these ladies in high esteem, and I've known Angie, of course, for many years. She is a teacher here in Norton, the wife of Lucas Melvin, the teacher and coach, and also we have with us today here Briar Cormanic, and she is the wife of Ben Cormanic from Alta Vista, Kansas. And so they're down there in the eastern part in the Flint Hills. And so both of these ladies are involved in the Women's Encounter program that's going all across the state. And so I'm going to let them introduce themselves just briefly, and then we'll get into more questions and a deeper interview about the Encounter program. So first, Angie, say hi to the people.
Hello.
Well, you can say more than that.
I'm very excited to be in Kenya. It's amazing to think that I'm sitting here and you all in Norton will be hearing this.
Okay, thank you, Angie. And Briar, you want to say hi to the folks out in KQNK land?
Hello. It's been amazing. I can't really describe it, so we're going to do our best to help you feel like you're here with us today.
Okay, thank you. And Briar, I'm going to ask you first, because I think, listening to Ben, that you guys have been involved in the Encounter program for a long time. So I want you to just tell the people who don't know, what is the Encounter program? How does it work in Kansas? And then a little bit about what you saw here this week as you brought it to Kenya.
So Encounter is a ministry that God brought to us in 2012, and it has been an amazing ride, nothing that we ever imagined that it would be. 9-10 years later that we would still be doing Encounter, and God it just uses Encounter. It is a program. There's 14 separate teachings, and each teaching you have testimonies and ministry time, and God just meets each person there. It doesn't matter where you are in your walk, if you've been a Christian for 40 years or if you're not a Christian, He knows what each person needs, and it's amazing every time to see Him move and touch women's lives as they sit out in the audience, just exactly how they need. And we came to Kenya not having any idea really what it was going to look like. Honestly, I was a little bit concerned because I could not picture it. You know, I could not picture Encounter in Kenya, mostly because I'd never been here. But it truly, God, He does this. He's the same everywhere. And He has worked in these women's lives. He set them free from sin. And I can't even describe how amazing it has been. So it's been an honor.
Okay, so how did the Encounter program get to you?
Well, it's kind of my sister lives in Hutchinson, Kansas, and her husband invited Ben and my father and my other brother-in-law. And so they went to Encounter with the group out of Hutchinson. And so then the ladies followed and went to their women's Encounter after our men went. And we just all knew almost immediately that we wanted to be part of it. And so we kind of broke off on our own and had our own group of people so that they were full, so they couldn't take any more people. And we wanted more people. There was all these people who wanted to go. And so we just knew that we had to have more Encounters. And so that's kind of where we felt we needed to have our own Encounters. And so we started doing our own Encounters in 2013 in Salina, Kansas, is where we hosted them.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay. Well, Angie, it eventually somehow got out to Western Kansas, Northwest Kansas. You want to tell us how that transpired?
I actually attended my first Encounter when Briar and the Alta Vista ladies went. But since I lived in Norton, I wasn't a part of the group that started the Women's Encounter in their area. We would take groups from Norton to their Encounter, to the Alta Vista Encounters, for many years. And then eventually a group of men from Norton decided it was time to start a Northwest Kansas Encounter. And at that time I told Lucas I didn't feel God calling the Women's Encounter to begin. But little did I know, just 1 year later, the Women's Encounter did take off also. Mm-hmm. So I think it's was really exciting to see several men go first and then their wives follow. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the order anyway. So we saw a lot of men going to encounter and then inviting their wives to come to encounter. Mm-hmm. So it's been really exciting for us to see God use encounter to change the lives of entire families. Mm-hmm. And I would have never guessed we were coming to Kenya, although Lucas has been wanting to come to Kenya for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And again, I said I didn't feel God calling me. Until he did. And I'm so thankful that you invited us, Jim. So thankful that you invited us. It has been amazing to witness what you have done here, mm-hmm. how God has used you here. We've seen pictures for many, many, many years, mm-hmm. but it does not do it justice. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing with our own eyes is beyond what pictures can describe. Mm-hmm. And so I just really thank you for your faithfulness and being obedient, and thank you for continuing to invite us over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that we all said yes. And like Briar said, we really had no idea what this encounter would look like, but we knew God would show up.
Amen.
And he did. And the awesome thing is, it looked way more like encounter than we thought it would. It was very much like encounter. The only difference was there were 5 of us women leading it instead of 20 to 45 women of us leading it. So, but it was amazing to watch women be set free in Jesus' name. And I believe he's going to use this just like he does in Kansas to transform entire families here in Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's focus just a minute on, okay, what exactly is encounter? Is it some denomination? Is it an offshoot of some Christian stream? Or just what exactly is it? Briar, you want to answer that?
It is non-denominational. We're not associated with any specific denomination. We do have churches that support us, but they're from all over the spectrum. Different churches, we've had all different spectrums of people attend. From what we know, from what we've heard from people, and met some people, it originated in the country of Colombia. Mm. And God gave someone there the program, like the different teachings and how it's kind of laid out and all the things that go with it. Then it moved to like Florida and California, and then it's just kind of made its way in to the interstates. So it's not like anybody who you ask, they'll tell you it's not like any conference they've ever been to. It's so hard to explain because it's God, and God's really hard to explain. He has his own ways, and so, but it, I guess what I find most powerful about encounter and how I think God uses it so much is partly the personal testimony, but also the time, especially in America. This people don't take the time to sit and listen to God, and so encounter provides a space without distractions and without having to be places and having kids to watch. It just provides that space where you can hear testimonies and teachings, and then you can listen to God and how those apply to your own life.
Hmm. Wow, it sounds very powerful, and I've been to one myself. It's been several years, but I remember the impact that it had on me. It was at an encounter meeting in Salina, and so it was a very impactful meeting in my life, and so that's one of the reasons that I stayed in touch with the encounter people, and also one of the reasons I wanted to bring them over to Kenya, because it's actually, in a nutshell, it's a type of deliverance program. That's the way I would describe it a little bit. Years ago, I did a program in the prison called Bondage Breaker by Neil Anderson, and it's the same type of thing. It's a deliverance program, and I did a couple of different Bondage Breaker programs. Man, I saw guys get set free from all kinds of stuff. The demons were fleeing out of them. They were drinking water like it was going out of style. And so it was a very powerful program. Well, Angie, you noted that all of us, you said here a little minute ago. So how many is all of us anyway?
There is a group of 18 of us here in Kenya, with 6 of those being children. But the children did not just sit around. It was amazing to watch God use them in this on this mission trip also. In fact, while the women's encounter was happening, it was happening at the children's home, and our children from the United States provided programs to the children who were at the children's home and kept them entertained and busy, but gave them lessons on Jesus and that Jesus loved them and involved them in crafts. And so it was amazing to see God use our own children to minister to the children here also. Mm-hmm. Now, we have never done a women's encounter with children there in the United States, so that was a first. That was a first. But in the United States, we actually stay the night. We stay overnight, and here in Kenya, we weren't able to do that. But we did see that there were most women who started coming on Sunday night continued to come back each day, which was very important so that they didn't miss out on any of the lessons, because the thing that's so unique about Encounter is the lessons, like Briar said, there's 14 of them. They are all tied together. Mm-hmm. There's purpose and reason in each one. Mm-hmm. And so it just begins. You just see people from the beginning to the end, if they allow themselves to God, for God to use this, it will change them.
Okay, so it's a very powerful program. And did you mention there was 12 adults here? Did you mention that?
Yes, okay. Of us,
total.
Of them,
yeah,
we're children.
Okay, well, then it's been kind of a blur this week. Thinking back to Sunday, we started the encounter. Now we're at toward the end of the week, and we had baptisms on Monday. Did we? We also had baptisms at the church on Sunday. So, Briar, you want to tell a little bit about the church service that we experienced on Sunday? This is Living Water Church of Makunda, and we're actually sitting here today in this church. So you want to tell a little bit about the church service?
Sure. Well, it's a beautiful church. I've been amazed at the church and the orphanage that we've got to visit. They're very beautiful. God has blessed them, and it's just amazing. And the church service was full. I don't know how big this space is. How big is your space?
It's about 30 by 60 or 70, something like that.
So we had a full house, people standing in the back, the children from the orphanage come up, and lots of praise and worship, dancing, singing, joy, a lot of joy here. And we got to hear from Zephaniah, and we heard from Jim both, and both very powerful messages about just doing what God calls you to do, being obedient, and which is how we got here in the first place. And so I think God just uses every situation just to confirm his will in our life.
Amen. Hallelujah. And do you want to add to that?
I do want to add to that. In the United States, we normally have what we call a pre-encounter, and we weren't able to do that here in Kenya. However, I felt like the message that you and Zephaniah gave to us on Sunday morning was a pre-encounter for what was to come. I really believed what you were saying was a great introduction for what they would be hearing later at the encounter.
Well, thank you, Lord. Well, for those of you who have followed Gather the Outcast ministry over the years, you know that we have a children's home here at Makunda. We now have about 25 or 28 children, something like that. And we get a different number every day because it fluctuates. Some go out and we find placement for them in the community. And then we got, four or five just in the last 2 days?
Four
in the last 2 days that have come. And so we provide for them clothing, shelter, school fees, food, all the necessities of life. We provide for them and give them a good home. We pray for them. We give them love. Angie's got something she wants to add to that. Okay.
I know Jim is using the word provide, but there's an abundance of love in that children's home. It is incredibly beautiful. The landscape of it was unlike what I had imagined. But the most important thing, the joy is overwhelming in those children there. Jim has done an amazing job of finding the caretakers that need to be there with those children, and they have been a joy for us to be around. So he's using the word provide, and they do, but really it's an abundance. It's above the word provide, I feel like. So I really just see God blessing that children's home and the children that are there.
Well, for those of you who have contributed to the ministry, you know we started that children's home about 5 years ago, and so it's been a work of love for me. It's been a work of, in some ways, a struggle. We spent a couple of years building and then getting ready for children, and there was a big struggle to get certified or get registered to have children. But eventually we did. We got a CBO, which is a community-based organization designation. And so now we have children, and we're helping to take care of those children. And in Kenya and many African countries, there's no adoption like there used to be. Couples don't come here and adopt and take the children out to their country. It doesn't happen that way anymore. And so we have to try to find a place for the children with a distant relative, a grandmother, grandfather, something like that. And then eventually we will keep processing the children, bringing new in and taking the old out. Well, I want to ask Briar just a little about the cultural aspects of this trip. You've traveled some. You guys went to India, is that right?
We've been to Israel.
Okay, been to Israel.
Yeah.
You didn't go to India.
No, that was
okay.
Joke.
All right. So to encourage people that may be listening, and we've talked a bit amongst ourselves about how we can continue to bring encounter teams over here. To encourage people that might be listening today, what encouragement would you give them about the cultural aspects of this trip? Because I know many people, when they hear about Africa, they go, ah! And, you know.
That's what I did for 5 years.
Yeah, Angie was making a recording of that scream. But tell us what your impressions of Kenya are.
Well, it's not what I expected. I was, you know, you see things on TV, it's not Lion King, where we're at anyway. Yeah. We're maybe going to see the Lion King area later. But it's, people are the same everywhere. They have the same struggles, they have the same hurts, they have joy, they have love. The women here have served us tirelessly. They've been amazing. And so there have been, is it like home? Definitely not. Definitely some things that have been hard, especially I have all four of my kids with me, so they have been a little bit challenging for them. But
say that again, you have all four.
I have all four of my kids here. My oldest is 17 and my youngest is 8, and the two younger ones especially, just it's not the same. It's not the same as home as far as the food and the how they live, and so that has been hard, but it's all been worth it, because when you get to see God move and change lives and get to serve Him, all those things aren't that important. It's just not. And so worth every struggle that to get here, but again, to say struggle, but still nothing that has been, nothing that would keep you from coming,
right.
Nothing that was, you couldn't overcome,
right.
And nothing that was so hard that you wouldn't do it. So.
Okay. So Angie, have you enjoyed the food here?
I have loved trying new foods, and I have loved how tirelessly the women have worked to provide the food for us, because they are not cooking in their oven or their stovetop like I do at home. They're cooking out back in an oven or in a kitchen, an outside kitchen over an open fire, unlike any of us do in the United States. And so it has been amazing for me to watch these women prepare food the way that they do, the time that it takes. And I have not seen any complaints out of them. And so it's definitely a lesson that I will be taking home and trying to apply to my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell Lucas that, though.
Okay. How about the little short plane trip coming over? How was that?
You know, I have flown overseas before, not as far as Africa, but I have flown a distance. And so I was somewhat prepared. And this time I did a better job of mentally preparing for it and just talking about this as a time for me to just sit, and brought some books and we watched some movies and rested. And like Briar said, was it easy? No, but was it worth it? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just one child here with us, and we brought Noah over here, our youngest son. And I didn't know how he would do on the airplane. And actually, he did fine too. And Briar's kids did great. And so I was so proud of them. I've been so proud of the kids while we've been traveling. So, but we probably all are all ready for pizza when we get home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready for pizza too. So
we should have brought you one.
Yeah, if you can figure out how to get it here without paying the full fare, that would be great. So Briar, we have some people, I'm sure, that have their interest has been piqued by this interview. How would they, you're from Eastern Kansas, so how would they get a hold of you, or what's the process to get involved in an encounter program in Eastern Kansas?
So we have a website. It's www.encounterthecross.com. That's how you sign up to go to Encounter. If you would have questions, there's phone numbers on the website that you can call before you sign up. If you don't, you know, feel like this is enough information, I can tell you that we try to explain it to people. It's so hard, and really you just have to experience it for yourself. And once you see people and see their lives changed, you'll want to be a part of it.
Okay, say that address, that website address again.
It's www.encounterthecross.com.
Encounterthecross.com. Okay. All right. And so Briar and her husband, Ben, and then your parents are involved in it also, and they are here also. And so it's a real family affair for you guys, and I'm sure that's a very special thing for you. Someday I look forward to the day when my family will be coming over. They've all talked about it, but so far none of them have. But anyway, it's a real special time for you guys, I'm sure.
Yes,
and you're going to have lots of great memories to talk and share about. And please come back again. We're not going to just stop this at one time. In fact, we've already been talking about a vision for the future to bring more encounter teams over. If any of you guys are interested, any of you ladies are interested, you can get in touch with Briar and Angie. How are they going to get in touch with you guys up there in Northwest Kansas?
Well, we also have a website, and it is nwksencounter.com.
Say that again, very slow.
nwksencounter.com.
Okay.
And there's a women's section on that and a men's section on that. But of course, locally in Norton, you are always welcome to just reach out to Lucas or I. The thing I did want to mention about Encounter that I think is a very important part of it is once you have attended an Encounter, then you can invite others and come back and serve at Encounter. And so it's amazing to watch people come to their first encounter and experience the Lord and encounter the Lord and then come back and serve at Encounter and experience Him and encounter Him in a new way that way also. Mm-hmm. So it's learning about, you know, growing your faith and serving others also, mm-hmm. which I think is exciting. The Kenya, though, I think has been expanding us the most so far serving-wise, mm-hmm. so...
Okay, so is there a fee involved? Is it free, or what are the charges, if any?
It's $125 to attend, and that covers the cost of your staying overnight and all of your meals. And of course, if for some reason you are financially challenged, we do have an amount of scholarships available. We want everyone to be able to attend.
To the Kenyans here, of course, it was free by the grace of the people from America. Everything here was free for the Kenyans, and we fed them. We gave them many gifts. Tell them, Briar, just a little bit about the gifts that we gave the people.
So we gave just little things throughout the week. Just we fed them, which was, I think, a big part of the gifts for them. And we do bracelets, and the men did t-shirts. The women did some bags earlier in the week. And then at the final day, we were able to do what we called blessing bags. And we just really felt like that was going to be an opportunity to let them, to show them how much God really loved them and wants to bless them when they're obedient and they follow Him. And so those bags had soap and toothpaste and toothbrush, feminine products for the women, sugar, flour, shoe polish, matches, and pens and paper, I think. And so they not only got those, but they came in a bag, which they'll be able to reuse.
Okay. Well, today we have ministered in different places around the village. We did a little village evangelism. We also this morning built a mud house or mudded the house that we started a few days ago. I'm sorry you girls missed that. You could have really got a lot of mud all over you. But it's been a great day of ministry today and really a great week. And I'm looking forward to the next two or three days. Briar, what's on the schedule here for the next two or three days?
Well, if things go like we think, which they haven't always gone like we think, we are planning to, I think, celebrate here at the church and just thank God for everything that he's done and how he brought us here and what he did in the lives of the people here and just take time to glorify him. And then we're going to do some swimming, I think, with some of the kids. And hopefully we're going to make it to the Masai Mara and see some wildlife here, which we're pretty excited about.
The Masai Mara, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's a big wildlife refuge down in southern Kenya, and the animals come up from the Serengeti Plain there in Tanzania. They come up by the millions, literally, wildebeest, zebras, impalas, all those animals you see on National Geographic. We're going to be looking at them in person, and lions, giraffes, elephants, all those, the big five, they call them here, the big five animals. So that's going to be very exciting. Well, we look forward to that, but we look forward to greater things here with the Encounter Group in the days ahead. And Angie, I want to say thank you to you and Lucas. You've done a great job marshaling the forces and bringing them over. Briar, I thank you for your commitment going many years back to keep that Encounter program alive and blow the fire into it. And so that is going to be the end of this interview. We're going to wrap it up here. And for those of you who are interested in this ministry, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Jim Rao, and you'll see some pictures of this Encounter mission trip. And you'll also see some pictures of the ladies ministering, and there'll be some videos possibly on there, all kinds of things. So we invite you to come over. You don't have to wait for Encounter, but you can come with Encounter. And if not, you can come visit us here in Africa. We've got a great church and a great children's home. So we invite you. You will be welcome here to minister here. So ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
God bless you. And for those of you who want to stay in touch with this ministry, stay tuned for contact information. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you make a contribution to support these radio broadcasts and to support this work in Africa. If you give, you will be blessed. We will be blessed. The children will be blessed, and the Lord will get the glory for it. So that's the measure that we're measuring out here in Kenya today. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.